אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam from the article The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah on Kabbalah for the Student. We are on page 25. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. You can ask on kab.tv. We're reading on page 25 in Kabbalah for the Student under the title The Law of Root and Branch by which the worlds are related. From how the wisdom of Kabbalah describes the system that manages the wisdom of Kabbalah is very practical and it explains to us how we are activated and operated, what are the qualities with which we are born, and what are the options and abilities in front of us. What is the goal of our development and how we can realize it and reach it quickly, pleasantly, like with anything that's good. And so we learn the system in the wisdom of Kabbalah where we have to work, and by activating that system upon us in a critical, monitored, scrutinized way, as we discover the influences of the system upon us and vice versa, we derive good influences that help us reach the purpose of creation. So, knowing the system is very important. When we study, we can also draw the light that reforms, that drives us to recognize the system and take control of the system. And also, knowing the system, it helps us greatly. Understanding where we are, how it happens, and it opens our eyes. Let's continue. The law of root and branch by which the worlds are related. Kabbalists have found that the form of the four worlds named Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, beginning with the first highest world called Atzilut, and ending in this corporeal tangible world called Asiya, is exactly the same in every item and event. This means that everything that eventuates and occurs in the first world is found unchanged in the next world, below it, too. It is likewise in all the worlds that follow it, down to this tangible world. There's no difference between them, but only a different degree, perceived in the substance of the elements of reality in each world. The substance of the elements of reality in the first, uppermost world is purer than in all the ones below it. And the substance of the elements of reality in the second world is coarser than in that of the first world, but purer than all that is of a lower degree. This continues similarly down to this world before us, whose substance of the elements in reality is coarser and darker than in all the worlds preceding it. However, the shapes and the elements of reality and all their occurrences come unchanged and equal in every world, both in quantity and quality.
Because it's the will to receive that was graded, that it got a grading by the upper light, and it was graded from the purest to the coarsest matter. Why? Because the upper light that worked on the will to receive that it has created, it created a special force out of it, a special quality. And when it started bestowing further. Through it came out a second degree, which is coarser, because it's already after the filter, which is the very first degree, and the third degree, which is as a seal and imprint, comes out even coarser than the second and the first degrees. And so we have 125 degrees, where each lower degree is coarser than the previous one, until we reach a state where all the degrees come to an end, and after them, the upper light can no longer shine. The coarseness and all these degrees swallow the upper light up to the point where there is complete darkness after all these degrees, and our world, and us. And let's continue.
They compared it to the conduct of a seal and its imprint. All the shapes in the seal are perfectly transferred in every detail and intricacy to the imprinted object. So it is with the worlds, where each lower world is an imprint of the world above it. Hence, all the forms in the higher world are meticulously copied in both quantity and quality to the lower world. Thus, there is not an element of reality or an occurrence of reality in a lower world that you will not find its likeness in the world above it, as identical as two drops in a pond. And they are called root and branch. That means that the item in the lower world is deemed a branch of its pattern, found in the higher world, being the root of the lower element. And this is where that item in the lower world was imprinted and made to be. That was the intention of our sages when they said, "You haven't a blade of grass below that has not a fortune and a guard above that strike it and tells it, grow." It follows that the root called fortune compels it to grow and assume its attribute in quantity and quality, as with the seal and the imprint. This is the law of root and branch, which applies to every detail and occurrence of reality in every single world in relation to the world above it.
Questions? Yeah?
First of all, why does he divide it to four worlds and not five? Why no Ak?
Because the first world, Ketel, is not really considered as a world, because it's not dealing with concealing the light, with hiding it. The world of Adam Kadmon only arranges the Orot V'Kelim, the lights and vessels, Kachab Zon and Neran Chai. It doesn't diminish the lights.
Now, this reality that we are in right now, is that called the world of Asiya?
We are on the final degree of the world of Asiya.
So, and that's what's called this world, this very last degree.
It's not the final degree, but this is how I have to put it, because it's the final degree of spirituality. It's spirituality. It's in order to bestow. It's beneath the Tzimtzum. We're not there. We're in the imaginary world, which is a copy of the final degree of the world of Asiya, in which we exist like a shadow.
And it turns out that the upper world is always a root for the lower world, so then the lower world is always a branch. Then how can you do anything in the lower world if everything's a result of the roots?
From below up.
How is there anything from below upwards if you're always a result of something?
You are a result, and besides that, you have the ability to become like the upper world. Like a partsuf that's higher than you.
How?
By getting an example from the upper, and by wanting to be like him, to adhere with him, It means that you're performing different actions.
Yeah, but how does a world suddenly want to resemble another world?
Not world. You're not a world. You're inside a system called a world. But in order to become like it, you need a higher degree. And when you rise to the higher degree, it means that you ascend there. It's not that the world ascends. You exist within the world as a soul.
Why is it then prearranged in a way that the upper world is a route to the lower world?
Because this is how it cascades from above down.
Yeah, but if the upper world is a route to the lower world, and we said the world doesn't become similar to a world, rather the man becomes similar to a certain state.
All of the worlds are similar in their structure. And structure. They're all similar. All alike. Yeah.
Sergei from Moscow is asking, why is root called fortune?
Also in Hebrew called mazal, luck, from the word nozel, liquid, or that flows, meaning that it compels the lower to gradually become like it.
We use terms like world, partzuf,
sfira, partzuf, olam.
I don't have much grasp of this, but say we use the word kli, right?
Yeah.
Or the world kli, for instance. So partzuf is a kli?
No, we're not talking about a kli and the world kli. These are two different things. A kli is the will to receive, on which there is a tzimtzum and masach, and it can perform a certain action in order to bestow. Then it's called a kli.
Bnei Baruch is considered a kli?
I don't know. A 10 that comes together in the same direction, their desires integrating with one another, carrying out a single action, then they become a partzuf, or a kli, according to the oviut. Each of them has, according to the view that they collect, according to the exertion, according to the resisting force that each applies in transcending in the ten to the Creator, then the ten becomes a spiritual partzuf or a soul.
So then it's a spiritual kli?
Then
why? What is the five partzufim becoming a world? What is that?
The worlds are the system that we exist in. There is like a big sphere, and that's called the five worlds. And we're in this sphere, and we can advance to the Creator by climbing in this sphere from one degree to the next.
All right, I'm confused.
Okay, no problem. If you're confused, you're confused. This is how we study. To him there in the back.
Regarding
the coarseness in the ten, the coarseness of the friends in the ten, do they connect or they amplify each other?
The oviut of each in the ten, to the measure to which he wants to bestow to others, connects with the oviut of the others. And this is how it reaches a comprehensive oviut.
Rav, what's the difference between the details of reality and the events of reality? What is he talking about?
Reality is
everything that occurs and the will to receive we're talking about. So scrutinize what you're talking about, but within the will to receive. Okay? Yes.
Where do I take an example for the next world if I'm in the branch in the present world?
You don't get an example from anyone.
Then how can I try to resemble a higher world?
A higher degree, yes?
Right.
You have friends, bestow to them above your will to receive, and see how successful you are.
I see them through the corruption of my present degree.
But you can't see something that you don't have the kilim for. You understand? It's impossible. I want to be my next degree, or the degree above me, which is the same thing. Yes? I want to see it. How will I see it? With what vessels will I grasp it? I don't have them yet. So what's the question? There is no question. So how can I rise to it? Who can give an answer here? The faith above reason. That's why the style of ascents in this is only in faith above reason, because then you have a possibility, because you have the reason, your belly, your will to receive, and above it, if you do that, then you'll climb to the next degree, to the higher degree. It's simple. Yes.
I don't grasp what it means that the upper world is a route for this world, and I'm supposed to go up to the upper world. Why don't we say that the upper world is a route towards the next state?
In the cascading from above down, there's the root and the branch. The lower degree is the higher degree is called the root towards the lower degree from it called the branch. Okay?
But eventually, there is a development from above downwards, from below upwards. A person develops, not the worlds, yeah?
The worlds don't ascend or down, but rather a person rises or descends within them.
So what is it that rises from below upwards?
The soul. Who is it we're talking about? It's the soul.
So why isn't the root from the upper world the root of the soul? That it needs to develop.
I need to simulate myself to the higher degree, but when I make myself resemble the higher degree, it's considered that I made an upgrade to my soul.
But how can you upgrade the soul?
According to the conditions of that degree.
How do you see the root?
It shines upon me. If I go above reason, I receive reason from it. That's how I rise from time to time. The reason of the upper is above my reason by one degree. When I ascend above the reason I have now, my reason, my opinion, if I go above that, I reach the reason of the upper.
So the lower one is always engaged in the branches, not the roots.
By engaging in the faith above my reason, I rise to the higher degree and enter the reason of the upper. My faith is equal to the reason of the upper.
And this is, and the same action of faith on my behalf is action in the branches. You don't do it on the level of roots. We make actions on the level of roots?
We do. Because I am raising my man, I am obligating the roots to care for me, as I am a branch of it.
And what is it that raises you?
That force that I receive from it. It brings me the forces, it brings me the knowledge, the ability, understanding, feeling, everything I receive from above. That's it. What?
He writes here that the form of the worlds in quantity and quality have no change.
Yes, because it's like a copy of the roots of it.
So what is changing? We said that the details of the and items of reality are the forms of the will to receive.
Same thing, yes.
If they don't change in quality and quantity, then what is the change?
In the masach.
Masach mishtane meulam leulam, memadrega lemadrega.
The masach changes from world to world, from degree to degree. That's the difference between the degrees. The masach rides upon the coarseness, the aviut. Therefore, the difference between the degrees is in the masachim, in the masachs. Okay, we won't manage to read more. Maybe we'll manage to do this.
Page 26 in Kabbalah for the student, titled "The Language of the Kabbalist is a Language of Branches." This means that the branches indicate to their roots, being their molds that necessarily exist in the upper world. This is because there is nothing in the reality of the lower world that does not stem from its superior world. As with the seal and the imprint, the root in the upper world compels its branch in the lower one to reveal its entire form and feature. As our sages said, that the fortune in the world above, related to the grass in the world below, strikes it, forcing it to complete its growth. Because of that, each and every branch in this world well defines its mold situated in the higher world.
מגדיר היטב את הדוגמה שלו העומד בעולם העליון.
Thus, Kabbalists have found a set and annotated vocabulary sufficient to create an excellent spoken language. It enables them to converse with one another of the dealings in the spiritual roots in the upper worlds by merely mentioning the lower tangible branch in this world that is well defined to our corporeal senses. The listeners understand the upper root to which this corporeal branch points because it is related to it, being its imprint. Thus, all the beings of the tangible creation. Yep.
This is how all the literature is. The Bible, the Talmud, the Mishnah, Shulchan Aruch, everything we have, it is all written in the language of branches as it talks as if of this world, but there's not a word that talks about this world, hence it is called holy books, kadosh, meaning differentiated, separated from this world, above this world. And we look at these books, and therefore anyone who negates does so in his own blemishes. Because we think that it's talking about our world. And there's not a word there about this world, because all the books are only talking about the upliftment of the souls and the degrees which begin above this world.
Thus, all the beings of the tangible creation and all their instances have become to them like well-defined words and names, indicating the high spiritual roots, although there cannot be a verbal expression in their spiritual place, as it is above any imagination, they have earned the right to be expressed by utterance through their branches, arranged before our senses here in the tangible world.
בעולמנו המוחשי, כמבואר.
כי אנחנו דיברנו על זה שאין הבדל בין העולמות.
Because we talked about the fact that there's no difference in the worlds, only the masach. But the details of the reality are similar. As just as the details that we have in this world, we have the details in the upper world. Hence, we can take all the details of this world and talk about them, but intend about the higher degree. Mean that.
This is the nature of the spoken language among Kabbalists, by which they convey their spiritual attainments from person to person and from generation to generation, both by word of mouth and in writing.
That they're living in the upper world, they're talking about it, but
they fully understand one another with all the required accuracy needed for negotiating in research of the wisdom. With precise definitions, one cannot fail in. This is so because each branch has its own natural, unique definition, and this absolute definition indicates to its root in the higher world.
עם הגדרתו זו המוחלטת. ותדע, אשר שפת הענפים של תורת הקבלה הזו, הוא יותר נוח להסביר...
Bear in mind that this language of branches of the wisdom of Kabbalah is better suited to explain the terms of the wisdom than all our ordinary tongues. It is known from the theory of nominalism that the languages have been disrupted in the mouths of the crowd.
Throughout history.
In other words, due to excessive use of the words, they have been emptied of their accurate contents, resulting in great difficulties to convey precise deductions from one to another by word of mouth or in writing. This is not the case with the Kabbalah's language of branches. It is derived from the names of the creations and their occurrences set before our eyes and defined by the unchangeable laws of nature. The readers and the listeners will never be misled into a misunderstanding of the words being offered to them, since the natural definitions are utterly unwavering and cannot be breached.
Meaning we can take names from this world and use them with certainty as we're talking about the upper world. The problem is that in this world, these names also change. But the Kabbalists already took them, used them in their books. Hence, whoever studies the writings of Kabbalah uses that vocabulary that was with Kabbalists throughout the generations and continues to use them now too. Therefore, there's no problem with us being confused. Whereas, relative to all the other cases that we have in our times.
Why use words from this world and not, say, from the upper world?
There are no names in the upper world.
So only in this world there are words?
How? How would you have names? In the upper the world, you only have names of the structures that Kabbalists implied, so Keter Chochma, Zeran Binayin Malchut, meaning a very simple schematic of it, an establishment of the basic foundation. But everything that happens and is happening, and all the changes that are endless in the upper world, there are no names that can imply such things. There's a possibility of using gematrias, but it's very difficult. It's very hard. Sometimes Kabbalists use that, but that too is a language that is very not short. That's why the language of branches is a very excellent language. Look at what they've done with all the holy books. The Torah, the Mishnah, the Talmud, all the additions and everything is written in the language of branches. The language of the branches, meaning taking the names of the branches and talking about the roots. Okay? Take now the Torah, the Pentateuch, start reading, and you will constantly ask yourself, what is it telling me about Moshe through this book? What did he write? What did he want for us to know? And it is in the Pentateuch, it talks about all the degrees until the end of correction. Five parts. How? We are going through five worlds to the end of correction, really. Okay? Yes, Alex. Well, we're going to hear something now.
I'm very, very excited. A short report about Europe, what's going on. It's difficult to express. I can't tell how many meetings and how many friends connect, but important is to give you the emotional part. Now on Sviva Tova, the Congress is online on the English side. There is growing more information. The goal is to make full transparency what's going on. There are all the ideas the friends send about the content since 2 days, and it's growing and growing. Yesterday were really important meetings. A wide and deeper involvement of friends from the whole world, CLI. In the evening, the whole Europe was in Zoom and workshopping about the new tense. About criteria of new tense, if we should shuffle the tense. It was reported how it's done here. Whole Europe is in movement. And tomorrow we'll have the great group of Bulgaria who will give a report and tell us how they move to the Congress. Friends, it's such a pleasure what's going on, to reveal what all is going on in Europe. And you will see it will grow, it will be transparent in Sviva Tova everywhere. Everybody can see what's going on. And we will grow to the Congress. L'chaim.
The daily task.
Asirot shayu yom haTorahnut, Omsk, Russia, Barnaul, Russia.
Tens who are on duty today, Omsk, Russia, Barnaul, Nuremberg, 10 number 1 and 10 number 19 from Petach Tikva. Daily task. Every friend makes sure that the rest of the friends in the 10 will hold on to the greatness of the Creator during the day. In the evening, every friend does a self-scrutiny. Again, each friend makes sure that all the friends in the 10 hold on to the greatness of the Creator during the day, and in the evening, he self-scrutinizes. The Zohar lesson. You're invited to watch the live Zohar lesson from 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time. Thanks to all the TV viewers and have a great day. The Unity event. We are all one group. You're all invited to the Unity event on Sunday the 24th. There's going to be a cultural program and a lesson with Rob Lightman and dinner. And now, a song.